And then there will be people start asking, but if Allah say that he will promise to respond, then why some of us are not still, meaning the dua that we have been asking, we are not receiving it. It is not yet granted. Why? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in another hadith where the way that Allah answered to our prayers are not just the way we want it to be. So because we want things, but Allah knows better about what we need. So He might not give what we want, but He always give what we need. So that's the basic principle that we need to understand. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned when talking about asking from Allah. There are three ways Allah responds to the prayers. First, He will give exactly what being asked. Secondly, He will replace by taking away the bad things that were supposed to be inflicted upon us. And the third one, He will change it into a type of investment for the hereafter, or into hasanat. So we know that from this hadith that there is no dua that has fulfilled the basic conditions and which Allah did not respond to. It's just that whether He will be responding the way the first option or the second option or the third option. So we also understand that there is no dua that will go to waste. So why do we need to wait? So why do we need to complain? There's no need to complain. There's no need to give up. There's no need to lose hope. Just continue asking and asking from Allah.